Let's check the finance news now with Simon Fraser. Hello, Simon.
Hi, Fran. Well, Wall Street has slipped in the wake of civil unrest in Greece as the country's politicians debate the harsh austerity measures attached to this week's bailout deal. Investors were further discouraged by confirmation that US interest rates are likely to begin rising by the end of the year. The events have also driven a sharp fall in the Australian dollar, unwinding its gains yesterday on stronger than expected Chinese growth figures. The currency is now more than 1 cent below its peak yesterday at 73.7 US cents. In New York, the Dow Jones fell just 3 points to 18,050, while the broader S&P 500 dipped nearly a tenth of 1% to 2,107. Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen faced Congress overnight, reiterating that US interest rates are likely to begin rising by the end of the year for the first time since the global financial crisis. In Greece, riot police fired tear gas to disperse a crowd outside the parliament in Athens, with petrol bombs thrown by angry protesters. The atmosphere is also heated inside as politicians continue to debate the austerity measures that must be approved to access the nearly 90 billion euros in bailout money. The extent of the unrest did not become clear until after European markets had closed. The Euro Stoxx index gained 0.5% and the German DAX added a fifth of 1%. London's FTSE 100 closed flat. In local futures trade, the ASX SPY 200 is also little changed, up 4 points at 5,588. To the other currencies, in the Australian dollar's buying around 67.3 euro cents, 47.2 British pence and 91.3 Japanese yen. West Texas crude oil has fallen to $51.35 a barrel, and spot gold is also weaker at $1,148 an ounce. Fran.
Thanks very much, Simon.